Well, I was driving east on the 76. I just, you know, there's always parachuters there coming down. Always like to watch them. I passed the airfield and just driving, listening to my music. I look to my left and I see a plane coming down, not towards the landing strip. So it took me about half a second to actually realize what had happened. As soon as it hit, I just immediately pulled over and jumped the 76 and ran over the crash. I didn't hear the sound. I was listening to my music, but it looked pretty violent. It was a pretty steep little dive right there at the end. The front end of that plane just completely just demolished. Well, first thing, get across the 76, a lot of traffic going by. Second thing is to get there. So I got there as fast as I could. As soon as I opened the pilot's door, I started assessing him, seeing what I could do, what I couldn't do, if he was conscious. Noticed he had a pretty severe head wound. At that point, there was an Army soldier that had showed up, and he had found some paper towels and then started trying to help stop the bleeding, administer pressure to the wound. And at that point, I went to the other side of the plane to check on the co-pilot. At the top of that door, it was bent shut. So I had pulled a handle and I was able to squeeze my fingers underneath it and just kind of yank that door open. Luckily, it wasn't too bent up and I could get it open. Started assessing him. He was conscious, unlike the pilot. I was asking him, he was conscious, he was a little bit confused, he was saying he was in pain, just asking him normal questions, seeing if he had a concussion or whatnot, you know, like, what's your name, what's the date, do you know where you are, what's your blood type, stuff like that. The co-pilot, yes, he was very responsive, he was just confused, banged up, obviously, nothing major, just he answered every question that I had. So I just kept talking to him, asking him questions, making sure that he was okay. It's all pretty basic. Yeah, I mean, every Marine goes through it in boot camp. It's called CLS, Combat Lifesaver. Every Marine knows the basic medical training.
Yeah.
It's just second nature. It's an adrenaline high for sure. After I left the scene, I mean, the whole way home, I was just jazzed. I was just kind of shaking, like, oh my gosh, can't believe that happened. There was a lot of fuel around the scene, but about, I'd say, 5, 7, 10 minutes after I had been there, one of the mechanics had shown up, and he actually disabled the batteries. Did what literally anyone else should do when they see a situation like that happen. Luckily, my response was, fight, get in there, help him.